Global research shows that more than 50% of all antibiotics prescribed are unnecessary. The overuse and inappropriate use of antibiotics, coupled with poor infection control, has led to a global threat from the so-called superbugs, which are strains of bacteria that are resistant to several types of antibiotics. Dr. Otmar Klaber is the Secretary General of the World Medical Association.
Big problem around the world. This is not a specific problem for one or the other country. It's one which we have everywhere. And what we see is that our sharpest tools that we have, the antibiotics, are getting less and less effective. And that is because there are more and more resistant strains coming up with that. What does it mean? It means that, number one, we have to use the antibiotics which we have more prudently, very carefully looking which antibiotic do we need? Do we need an antibiotic at all? Because sometimes we have viral diseases which you cannot treat with antibiotics. Number two, are there other areas where we are using antibiotics where we shouldn't use them? For instance, in the production of food. And actually that is a very big problem because the consumption of antibiotics in the food production is probably more than 10 times higher.
Just how do bacteria become resistant to antibiotics? This occurs when bacteria change in some way that reduces or eliminates the effectiveness of drugs, chemicals, or other agents designed to cure or prevent infections. The bacteria survive and continue to multiply, causing more harm. The more antibiotics a person uses, the higher the chance they have of acquiring bacterial resistance. Asked if countries are doing enough to address this problem, Dr. Klaber responded this way.
No. There are very few countries in this world which are really doing better than others. The Netherlands is one country, Scandinavian countries are doing much better. The rest of the world, no.
Many infectious diseases are increasingly becoming more difficult to treat because of drug resistance, including HIV infection, tuberculosis, influenza, gonorrhea and malaria. Luc Besançon, Chief Executive Officer of the World Pharmacists Association, says pharmacists have a role to play in fighting this global threat.
In some cases, it's a question of price. In some African country, individual can only buy one pill after another. Other time, it's inappropriate. It's because it's a long treatment and patients have challenges to continue to take medicines when they think they are cured. And so that's often a challenge also for us to remind the patient that the whole treatment is needed. But also in most cases, it's also that sometimes access to antibiotics is too easy from illegal sources and even sometimes from pharmacy sources. So that's an important role to prevent dispensing of medicines without a proper prescriptions.
Experts have warned that the world is at the tipping point of entering a post-antibiotic era. Without antibiotics left to treat infections, simple medical procedures could become fatal and complex. But research shows that resistance of antibiotics is not new and has happened since the British bacteriologist Alexander Fleming first discovered penicillin in 1928. But now that the new drug pipeline is drying up and very few antibiotics are being developed, is the world taking notice? Reporting for Channel Africa, I am Elisabeth Lidira in Geneva, Switzerland.